We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the Richmond Spiders, Danny Rocco. Good morning, Coach Rocco.
Hey, good morning, Rob.
Good morning. Congratulations on the big win at North Dakota, 27-24. And just to start out, not only talk about the performance of your team, but just the resilience of your guys to be able to rally against a team like that from 24-7 down late in the third quarter on the road.
Well, I was really impressed with how hard we played and our belief and our conviction. We certainly could have kind of cashed it in and come up a little bit short, but our seniors showed great leadership, great fight and resolve, and we continued to chip away. There were a couple really key plays in the game. I thought that Will McCombs' blocked punt was a critical play. Griff Trowell made a couple of really big kicks, obviously the game winner at the end, and then the one that cut the lead prior to that. And then, Kevin hitting Tyler Wilkins there late in the game down the field on a shot play that kind of set up the close for us. So the game really did not go at all like I had thought. North Dakota had been a great second half team. They had been a slow starting team, and the roles kind of switched a little bit out there Saturday night. I was really proud of how we played.
How big, you touched on the special teams, how big is special teams in it when you get to this point in the playoffs? Last week you had the four field goals and the punt return, which were huge plays, and then as you touched on the block punt and two more big field goals by Griffin. How big is that phase of the game when you get to this level with teams that are so good?
Well, I think it's probably the most critical element. there's a lot of things that are somewhat unpredictable. When you get into the special teams plays and the special teams phases of the game, there's a little more change from week to week from what you see from your opponent. And we have been getting better, I think, here the last several weeks in the kicking game. I did say all week long heading into the North Dakota game that I thought our specialists were better. I felt that this group of specialists is probably the best that we've had. When you look at Griff and Ricky and DJ and Graham, our long snapper, so I think that is an advantage for us this stage of the year. And we've had enough continuity here of late in our coverage units and our return units that we're starting to get some banked reps and some return on that. And then we had a punt return for touchdown that was called back by, a questionable call. But it just shows the ability right now we have to be a little more explosive in our return game. So, obviously that'll be a real critical part of the game this week. Last week in the Dome, I knew that the momentum swings and the energy in the stadium. It'd be important for us to not give up anything in the kicking game, and I definitely felt that we had a distinct advantage in the kicking game, and we did.
We're here with Richmond head coach Danny Rocco. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. We've got one in queue if you'll get that, Angela.
Your first question comes from John O'Connor with Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Danny, could you speak to some of the wrinkles you got to consider this week given exams and travel again a long way and how that might affect your team?
Yeah, it's complicated. There are a lot of different compromises, I think, that have to be made. I got to have an open mind to it, and I think that we put a really good schedule together. I think sometimes you got to be willing to sacrifice some time on the front end, maybe to get some time back on the back end. But we are full-fledged right now in our finals. Came in here this morning at 5:45, and we're half a dozen players here studying. They were here all night. So it is a reality of a student-athlete. So I like the schedule that we put together. We're practicing at some unusual times. Not consistent with our normal, in-season routine. I'm okay with that. We're going to get out of here late afternoon Thursday to get us up to Spokane, you know, Thursday night, late East Coast time, but, you know, relatively early, 8:30 maybe Pacific time, to give us the best chance to have a normal Friday. So there's a lot that goes into it. You know, this is my fifth year here, and we've been fortunate the last several to be in the postseason and to have to kind of tweak and adjust some of these schedules. So I feel like we've got a good schedule in place. I think time, energy is as important as anything. You don't want to be wasting anybody's time, and you don't want to be wasting anybody's energy. So I'm very mindful of that, and hopefully our student-athletes can respond once more here on Saturday.
Given exams, I'm not sure how much so many options you have in terms of practice time, but are you going to try to practice in the cold any more than you ordinarily would, given what it's supposed to be out there on Saturday?
Well, John, I am, but it's really more just happenstance than design. I mean, you know, I have to yield to the the schedule, you know, and the calendar. You know, so as we start hearing back from Felicia Bergman and Bruce Matthews, our academic coordinators, they present me with the volume of finals and when our guys are going to be involved in taking their finals. So we kind of dance around that, which is the right way to do it. You know, it does happen, though, that it is allowing us or affording us an opportunity. I think Wednesday night we'll be out there, you know, 6:30 to 8:30, which is a little bit of definitely a later timeline for us. I take that back. It's actually tomorrow, Tuesday's practice is the later practice, and it's going to be wet and cold. So maybe we'll get something else out of that.
Well, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Your next question comes from Jim Allen with the Spokesman Review.
Hello, Coach. Good morning.
Good morning.
A couple questions here from Spokane, where it is 24 degrees, by the way, at 7:30 this morning. But
beautiful.
It'll be a little warmer later. Congratulations on that big win at North Dakota. Tell me if you've had a chance to look at film of Eastern Washington and what's the challenge there with their offense and with their defense?
Well, we certainly have. I mean, we're off to, I think, a really good start with our film study and our prep here as a staff. Last year, we had an opportunity in the postseason to play back-to-back Missouri Valley teams in Illinois State and North Dakota State. So we had this huge volume of Missouri Valley film, you know, in our building, you know, for two straight weeks. And this year, we kind of have the privilege of going back-to-back weeks here against the Big Sky. And so last week we got a good feel for the league because, I mean, we studied the league really hard. Obviously, North Dakota did not play Eastern Washington as they both sat there at 8-0 in Big Sky Conference play. But we had a good feel for the league, you know, and I think that's one of the hardest things you have to be able to do in these games is kind of figure out style of play. Obviously, you know, the Big Sky is a very quality conference, but the style of play is a little bit different. So we got some banked video, you know, in watching the league, and now we're focusing in specifically on Eastern Washington. You know, offensively, their wide receiving core is probably as talented as any we've seen. The JMU group is very, very good. My group is very, very good. I think that really is their strength offensively. They have enough balance in the run game where you certainly have got to have your numbers right to defend the run and defend the box, and they're big and physical in the O-line. And then the quarterback is really talented. I'd probably, you know, as those of us in the CAA, I think, you know, offensively defending them is more like defending JMU than anybody else that I could compare them to. But JMU is truly a little more committed to run first mentality. The numbers don't quite dictate that for Eastern Washington, though it does vary from week to week.
Right. How about the defense?
Well, you know, defensively, I haven't done as much at this moment, to be quite frank with you. I think defensively right now, the thing that I have looked at most specifically is statistics and numbers and rankings within the league and things along those lines. I think it's going to be important for us to be able to have some element of ball control when it's all said and done. You know, for Eastern to run 100 plays last week is somewhat extraordinary. Didn't really feel like they were going at some kind of neck break speed out there. So our ability to control the ball, some element of ball control, I think will be really, really important here this week. So as we get a little deeper into the week, I'll have a little better feel for their defense and the structure of their defense, and that's usually something that I focus on here later today and tonight.
And finally, Coach, what does that kind of comeback win at North Dakota do emotionally and confidence-wise for your team on another long road trip?
Well, I think it does a lot. You know, I think that, you know, we looked at last week's game as a real big moment, you know, in our season, and we were committed to extending our season. You know, when you're from this part of the country, you don't travel to the state of North Dakota very often. I'd been there once before, and that was to play a game in the Fargo Dome last year, and we didn't have a good result. My players fought really hard in that game, and I think we all kind of internalized that last year's experience and, you know, used some of those emotions here this year as we traveled back to the state of North Dakota and played a playoff game in a dome stadium. And our kids just kind of refused to lose. You know, they were committed to fighting the full 60 minutes, and they had a real belief, you know, for the full 60 minutes that we would find a way to win the game. And, you know, like I had said, the game did not go via script. I mean, North Dakota's script had been slow start, strong finish, and the game kind of flipped on them a little bit. And as we started chipping away, I kind of sensed offensively they had lost their rhythm a little bit and maybe even a little bit of confidence. And our defense played its best football there late in the game. So I think there's a lot to build upon. And we've got to be able to recapture, you know, that energy that I talk about. And you know, we got a long way to go here this week as we have a lot going on here. But hopefully by the time we get our work done here and get out there to Spokane, we'll be where we need to be. To be able to recreate that type of performance.
Thank you, Coach. Appreciate
it. Yes, sir.
Your next question comes from Mark Berman with the Roanoke Times.
Good morning. To follow up on something like what you said before, Big Sky style of play is what, I guess, what do you kind of expect to see from this facing yet another Big Sky team?
Yeah. Well, that's kind of the I think the thing it's fun for me to just, like I had mentioned last year, it was the Missouri Valley, and we got to see every team in the Missouri Valley. You know, and you're watching all this film, and I just really enjoy that element of it. And as some of you might know, my son's coaching out at Western Illinois right now with Charlie Fisher. You know, so I kind of stay connected to that Missouri Valley right now with my son out there and Coach Fisher out there. This year for us, it's kind of the Big Sky, so we kind of had an opportunity to see all those teams out there. They are a little more of a, you know, a spread and throw style in that league. It seems to be a little more prevalent than, you know, the big personnel downhill run teams that North Dakota happened to be. North Dakota happened to be maybe a little bit of an outlier in that league in terms of, you know, how they put their teams together and what they try to do. But when you talk about throwing the football, I don't know if I've seen anyone do it better than Eastern Washington in terms of what they want to do, how they go about doing it, the confidence at which they do it with, and then the talent of the quarterback. So, you know, you're seeing some things that are high level in terms of the execution. So, you know, those are the things that catch my attention right now, right off the bat. And as I had mentioned, the receiving score is deep, receiving core is deep and talented. And I say the same thing about my group. I got a very deep and talented receiving core. Those are kind of some of the first things that kind of jump off at me in studying Eastern Washington and then kind of looking through that league.
Now, your team's had some big road wins. Obviously, you won in Illinois in the playoffs last year. You won last week. You've had some big regular season road wins the last few years. What is it about the mindset of this team on the road? I mean, what have you tried to instill? What have you noticed about them that enable them to rise to the occasion so often on the road?
Well, it's hard. I mean, there's a lot of variables that go into it. You need good leadership and you need character. You need character within your program because you're going to deal with adversity. I think that's the one given when you're on the road. You will deal with adversity. And it showed its ugly face last week a couple of different ways, you know, and we were not derailed. You know, our kids did not lose their focus when adversity reared its ugly head, and we were able to fight and get back on track. So I do think there's an element of, you know, character that is real that you need to have, and then obviously leadership and belief. So those things, I think, have been instilled here in our program over the years, and they have paid dividends for us here in some big moments, and they certainly have for us in the postseason.
And finally, if I could ask you about what's been your assessment of D'Anthony Muse's play for you this year when he's been healthy enough to be out there for you?
Well, he has been very fit. He was really, really good the other day. He's not going to play next week, but he was really, really good Saturday up at North Dakota. That was kind of his kind of game. He's a physical, win the line of scrimmage, tough, stuff to run, football player, and he played extremely well but was injured in the game and will not play here next week.
Is he a week-to-week or is he out for the season? Or?
Well, the season is very undefined right now, so I don't know how long he'll be out.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from Kevin Tresoloni with Delaware Online.
Hey, Coach, how have you managed to prevent speculation about your future at Richmond, in particular association with the opening at the University of Delaware? How have you prevented that from being a distraction for you and your team?
Well, you can't prevent speculation, so all I could really focus on is going through the routine and focusing on the process of winning. You know, I think that I try really hard to be the same guy every day. I try really hard to offer the same things to my student athletes every week. And it was really important that in all those moments that, you know, I stay true to who I am. And I think that might, you know, help keep us focused and not become distracted on any speculation that might be out there. So I think that's probably the best answer I can offer. We just focus on the process. We've been committed to the process for a long time. Those that are closest to my program recognize the enormous amount of distraction and adversity we've dealt with in the last couple of years, and we tend to overcome and persevere. So I think it's part of our makeup right now, and that we're certainly going to stay true to form here this week with our preparation.
Thanks, Coach. I appreciate your response very much.
Yes, sir.
Danny, thanks very much for your time today. Good luck out at Eastern Washington. Hopefully we'll talk again next week.
All right, thank you very much. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you.